しれないこの実験 Keep me up at night 気のせいかもしれないこの実験 Keep me up at night Stepping back retracing
This is The Deep Dive with Greg and Willis.
Never sure Hi-Fi Dream, The Deep Dive. That was That Smiling Face by a group called Camouflage, German group from the 80s. That was my choice. Before that was Good Kisses, which is a song by Miso Extra featuring Metronomy. That was Willis's pick. Very different there. And that was, again, a good example of me countering what your pick was to kind of bring it full circle. That's really okay by me because I do want to round it out at times. And that was a round out song.
For sure.
To do it. I needed something from the 80s, personally.
And we went from, you know, a really catchy, hooky pop dance song with Good Kisses back into kind of a brooding 80s new wave. And I guess it was like teen angst at that time, right?
Yeah, gothy, new wave. Yeah, sure.
Way to put the brakes on. But I think it also reminds us of where we came from, right? We were talking about synthesizers and the technology that they had in the 80s, the early 80s. This is more late 80s, but what they were able to create sound-wise with pretty low-tech stuff compared to today.
That really is amazing to me when I stop to think about technology and how far we've come. But one of the weirdest things about the 80s, I still think the 70s probably had the best, start to finish, had the best music of any decade. As far as like just crazy amount of artists that kind of blew up in the 70s. In the 80s, though, it was such a really weird time because it was so experimental. Everybody was getting and finding all this new equipment that hadn't existed in the 60s and 70s. So artists were now embracing technology, electronics. So some of the most important rock artists of like the 60s and 70s were now, they're in a playpen with these new toys. So their music kind of sounded cheesier in the 80s. David Bowie, Eric Clapton, guys, the Rolling Stones, they were now experimenting with electronic stuff that really wasn't that good yet, but they were so novel at the time. They were excited about, I can't wait to use this new synthesizer and drum machine. But unfortunately, it didn't age well because it was so primitive at that time. So a lot of this really important material that came out from these artists that are iconic was throwaway music. And most people can't even listen. Like, I can't even listen to certain David Bowie records from the 80s because it was so badly produced. But it was because at the time it was new and fresh. Unfortunately, he got stuck there with that, and they last forever because they can't change that.
Right.
But there was, as I was mentioning to you with Camouflage, they were experimenting a lot of the non-mainstream stuff with these different pieces of technology that made the music so interesting. And this is a great example of taking very primitive technology and making like a brooding, dark, meaningful song about a relationship, you know? And it wasn't mainstream, but I was going to tell a quick story. I went to a Deftones show. This was probably 2002 or 2003 maybe. And they were playing with Incubus in New Jersey. And one of my friends, I worked in the radio at the time, obviously. So I went with my girlfriend at the time and one of my friends, and we got, you know, backstage pass stuff, you know. So we were hanging out backstage after the Deftones show and just having a drink, talking to some people. And Chino walks over with his iPod and puts it on. And the first song he put on was that track we just heard, That Smiling Face.
Okay.
And I'm like, and I kind of looked at him. I knew he was into The Cure and The Smiths, just being a fan of his. And like, he didn't know who I was, but he saw that I knew the song. And I was kind of like, oh, wow. Not like saying anything, but like acknowledging the song and like kind of nodding. And he comes over and just starts talking. And he's like, listen to this beat, dude. Listen to this. He's like, that's some pimp stuff right there. He's like, they're using a Casio keyboard. They're using a blah, blah, blah. And listen how badass that sounds.
Yeah.
And like 2 years later, actually, it might have even been on that album, the White Pony record, he used a song called Teenager, which he used a very primitive electronic drum machine as the beat of the song. And now it all kind of came together. I'm like, I see what he was going for. He was trying to mimic this sound.
Yeah.
And he was so impassioned by it, dude. I've not seen a guy. He just played an amazing show in front of like 15,000 people. And now he's just kind of fanning out over this one song.
That's funny.
Nobody else in the room even cares. chairs. It was just an after party kind of thing. But he was like, I'm going to DJ it. And he played that song. And I was so stoked. I was like, oh, my God, like, this is an incredible moment for me.
You remember that. That's funny.
Yeah, so to this day, when I hear the beat, when it does that part, I think of him. And he, because he stopped everybody to, like, listen to this part. You know when you do that with a song?
Yeah.
He, like, was like, no, listen, right there. And he was just like, yeah. It was like, oh, it was such a cool moment, you know?
And you knew it. You know, now you know what went into that song right there.
I totally know. And I now think of it as, like, especially, like, listening to those artists from back then. I'm like, it's amazing to me that they took the technology and made it important, even though it was primitive as can be, you know? I was just glad to be alive for it, I guess, you know?
That's inspiring.
It is. So we got one more set of music, and it's going to be interesting. I certainly went to my 90s roots on the next one, 90s dance music, but you picked an artist I'm really kind of digging lately. So let's talk about Arc Patrol with Fifi Zhang.
So I had found this new album from Arc Patrol a couple of months ago and put them on my future shows list, and they kept getting bumped off. Like, it was too much of a sound that I think was clashing with the other songs that I had picked for that show. But I think this, I didn't want this the year to end without me picking at least one of their songs. So here it is. And this one is called Tomorrow Can Wait. It's from 2024 this year. But a couple months ago, I think, when it came out, at least. This falls under the driving over a bridge at night. So I'm calling it the Dobans, D-O-B-A-N-S, the Drive Over Bridge at Night song. So that's my new category here. They're an indie, Arc Patrol's an indie electronic dance producer. Really solid instrumental tracks, most of them.
But they
do these collabs with different female vocalists. And Veronica Red is a primary vocalist. And I think maybe one of the other songs you picked probably has her as the collaborator. But this one, Fifi Zhang, I like them both, but Fifi Zhang, she's the one from Shanghai. Sorry, I got mixed up between her and Miso Extra. From Shanghai, living in New York City. She herself is a DJ, producer, singer, songwriter. Also someone, you know, who puts out some good pop electronic music to keep an eye on. And I think she sings in Chinese or English and on different tracks. So I thought I love the collaborations, and Arc Patrol's definitely got a sound, the electronic, juicy sound that I like, and definitely fits for if you can picture yourself, or if you're gonna go drive into the city this weekend, put this song on, and you'll feel just right at home.
It's funny you say that, because I'm not about the you said juicy. That's the part I was referring to. It's funny you say that, because I always try to find the right adjective. I was saying the other day, like, thick. Thick is always a good one. But like, there's a certain sound that's like, it's fuller. It's like chunky. That was the word I used last week.
Okay. Chunky's good.
But yeah, there's something about their sound that's chunky. The song that I had played, the one that's in regular rotation, a newer song we just put in that's by them. I'm trying to find what it is. But there was another song that goes back to like 2000-something, 16, 15, called Let Go with Veronica Reed.
Yeah.
I really love that song. And I'm just looking here. When did I put it in the system? I put it in on August 13th, and it's an older song, but I had never heard of them prior to that song. And then I heard the new song, not the one we're about to play, and I was like, I love this too. Like, where did this group come from? So now this is sort of me discovering or kind of finding something, finding out about something, and now I'm starting to really feel it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm starting to really find myself. I like the instrumental stuff that they're doing, Arc Patrol, as well.
Yeah.
So... but this is interesting, and I've never heard of the vocalist either, Fifi Zhang. But the song is called Tomorrow Can Wait. Really good track. Digging this a lot. And I think a good ending track for you. I know the fourth slot is usually your go-to spot, but I felt like this was your key song on the show.
Interesting. Yeah, this one for me is rounding it out, I think. Bringing it back into a little bit. Because I think that Metronomy song is really funky, right? Whereas this is a little bit more, regular electronic, if that's there's
definitely
such a thing,
definitely, yeah,
to kind of bring it back into hi-fi dream space.
So the world is what it is. I can't do anything about the world right now. It's been very interesting to watch it unfold over the last couple of months, really the last couple of weeks. But I've seen some really crazy things, and I'm continuing every day to be amazed at what I see on TV about certain people being involved in what they're planning to do with the country. And I'm just like, oh, no.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's so important for us to remember that do not just throw up your hands and say, ah, poor me. There needs to be some movement of people that keep their heads about them and start working towards the future and start thinking about what we need to do to get things to come back together, to come together, really, not come back together. Just get back to talking and less division. And there's no better song, in my opinion, that brings the feeling of joy and peace than the song I finish with. And this goes back to the early 90s when I first heard this song. I was in high school and I bought the 12-inch record and I used to listen to it over and over. And I remember DJing parties, and maybe this wasn't the most popular song to play while DJing parties, but I always dropped it because it was so meaningful to me. Are you familiar with Sabrina Johnson,
no,
Peace in the
Valley?
No, not
at all.
Never heard the song before?
Never heard it before.
So this was a thing. This was a hit record in the 90s. It was MTV played it. It was a radio song. And, you know, I'm sure being in New York for me, they probably played it maybe more than other markets. That could be the case, why I would imagine you had heard it before. But it's a song that really resonates in a way about dealing with, you know, struggles, but then like reaching down deep inside and like figure it out, you know, get stronger. When you're knocked down, that's the time you got to rise up. And this song kind of feels like, I want other people to feel this feeling. You know, I want people to think peace is more important than self-loathing at this point, or even celebration if you're somebody who's happy with how things are going. Like, remember that not everybody feels the same way. We got to figure out how to like still remain one, even when we're very divided. How do we do that? That's such a difficult balance. Anyway, so this song sums it up for me. I wanted to leave it on that note.
Yeah, and it looks like she wrote this during the Gulf War.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so she did want to create something positive. So this is great. Good choice.
Did you heard this before?
No, I'd never heard it. I liked it a lot. And
the part where she's like, yeah. Uh-huh. I love how she sings it. I'm not singing it in high register. I'm drinking coffee. But it's like this certain acknowledgement, almost like it's like, yeah.
Okay.
And it's so beautiful. And it's the most subtle little thing in the song. But to me, it's the hook. It's the hook of the song.
Definitely.
Even though the peace in the valley, peace in the city, peace in your soul part is really the hook. It's that little in-between vocal. So this could be the last two songs of the show. I feel like optimistic sounding, and I wanted to go out optimistic today. So we're going to do it. And I'm so appreciative of you, man. Thank you so much. I have a little fruit fly that's all around my head these last few minutes. Not sure what's going on here.
Well, thank you, Greg.
You probably think I'm crazy. Yeah, it was a great show, man. And we'll be back next week. We'll do a whole new one, and it'll be completely different, as you know. Enjoy the last two songs. Again, Arc Patrol with Fifi Zhang. Tomorrow Can Wait. Then Sabrina Johnston, Peace in the Valley, which goes back to 1991 to close us out.
Take me away. Tomorrow can't wait. Send me free. Never end. Here in your arms, I feel.
since you came, my heart is like passion.
Thank you.